If the tests that kids take for No Child Left Behind really measure academic achievement, then half of our schools are failing. A new report just out this morning from the Center on Education Policy says that about 48% of the nation's public schools did not meet No Child Left Behind's requirements for what's called adequate yearly progress this year. It could have been worse, though. Secretary of Education Arne Duncan had predicted that 82% of schools would fail, and we spoke to him back in August.
I just think the current No Child Left Behind law is fundamentally flawed and, frankly, broken. It is far too punitive. It is far too prescriptive, top down from Washington. It led to a dumbing down of standards in states around the country, and it led to a narrowing of the curriculum. And at a time when we have to get better, faster educationally than ever before, when many other countries are out educating us, we can't afford to have the federal law, the law of the land, have so many perverse incentives and disincentives.
So is it the law that's flawed, or is it the schools? Joining us now is Diane Ravitch. She's speaking to us by Skype, former U.S. Assistant Secretary of Education and author of The Death and Life of the Great American School System, and also with us, Mark Wilson, principal of Morgan County High School in Madison, Georgia. And let me begin with you, Mark, because my when I was coming into work, my driver this morning said, you know, why shouldn't we expect that all kids in America could pass the same test? Why couldn't a standardized test actually include knowledge that every U.S. student should know?
If we had a test that everyone passed, Celeste, we would say that the test was flawed, and we would hold it in disbelief and think that our students really still weren't achieving. There's something in our mindset that makes us continue to move to a point that we believe that there are winners and losers, and that's what No Child Left Behind has done, is it's painted things in that familiar pattern. And the fact that students are achieving at schools that are being found not to make AYP, and it certainly is a flawed system, as Secretary Duncan has said, and Diane Ravitch has outlined very clearly for people for many years. It was created in 2001, and it continues to hold schools in a light that I believe is inaccurate.
Well, your school did not make adequate yearly progress. Is that correct? You've applied for a waiver?
The state of Georgia is one of the 11 states that filed a waiver on November the 15th, and our school did not make it, but we had the best year we ever had. Our SAT scores were the best they'd been. We had the largest number of graduates. The percentage of students getting into selective schools were the highest they'd ever been, but because of the system of AYP, our school didn't make adequate yearly progress based on that system. But honestly, it was the best year we ever had.
That's Mark Wilson, who's the principal of Morgan County High School in Madison, Georgia, and Diane Ravitch with us, former U.S. Assistant Secretary of Education. Diane, how is that possible? Because we're seeing the numbers going up. This is the largest number of schools that have not made adequate yearly progress since No Child Left Behind was passed. So how is it that Mark's school can have a great year and yet not make adequate yearly progress?
Because this law is a ridiculous law, and Secretary Duncan was quite right. The law is fundamentally flawed. It allows every state to set its own standards. And so, for example, the highest performing state in the United States by far is Massachusetts. On the federal test, which is given uniformly across the nation, Massachusetts has the highest score. 50% of the kids in Massachusetts are proficient in math and reading. Yet, by AYP standards, by NCLB standards, 81% of the schools in the state of Massachusetts are failing schools. This defies reality. The state of Louisiana, which has incredibly low scores on the federal test, more than 75% of the kids, 78% of the schools, are making AYP. So you have Louisiana, which is a very low-performing state, is held up as an exemplar, while Massachusetts is a failing state, and yet the federal test scores, which are the only gold standard we have, say exactly the opposite. We have a broken law and a broken way of measuring schools. I'm sure that, as Mark describes it, his school is doing very well. What's failing is the law. The law is a terrible law, and it should be repealed.
Well, Diane, let me ask you. You say that the law should be repealed, but does the waiver system fix it?
No, the waiver system is terrible. What the waiver system does is to make the testing even more important. According to the waivers that are now being offered by the Secretary of Education, a state like Georgia can get a waiver, but it has to open more privately managed charter schools. We know that charter schools on the whole don't do any better than regular public schools. It has to measure its teachers by the test scores of their students. And there's no group of scholars anywhere in America who thinks that's a reasonable way to measure teacher quality. And it requires merit pay. It requires testing to be more important than ever. So it doesn't really solve any of the problems, except that it excuses many of the schools from this ridiculous measure called AYP.
That's Diane Ravitch, former U.S. Assistant Secretary of Education. We're talking about the new report that came out from the Center on Education Policy. And Principal Mark Wilson from Madison, Georgia, I got to ask you what's the reaction among students? I mean, for a student that gets a great SAT score, as you say, and does really well, sees other indicators in their school showing actually great progress, what does it do to them then to have the U.S. government say that they're not making adequate progress?
Celeste, particularly high schools have been the schools that have not made AYP over the past years. And in doing so, it doesn't pass the sight test when you look at a school and you go to a school and you realize it's really a great school, and then people begin to know that the system's broken. And so it truly, for most people who look beyond the headlines, they realize their schools are doing well and that there is something, as Diana said, that the system is broken. Unfortunately, there are some people who not only look at that and believe it, but they also take it and want to make changes at the school that are negative. If we take the joy out of school, if we make school all about only what you do on the test, then we're going backwards educationally. We're making students not enjoy school and they don't perform as well.
So do you agree with Diane? No, we can't fix No Child Left Behind. It needs to be repealed.
Absolutely. It was a system that was destined to fail from the beginning, creating punitive situations that were inappropriate. It measures students against another set of students and pretends that it is actually measuring growth, which it doesn't do. And Diane's right about the waivers. At least in our seat, it's better than what we have now, but it's sort of like if you're broke and you have to go to a very high interest.
High interest loan. That's Mark Wilson, principal of Morgan County High School in Madison, Georgia, and Diane Ravitch, former U.S. Assistant Secretary of Education.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here? And maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.